I am Harahel, Archangel of Learning, of schools and colleges and universities, of libraries, and of obedience. I come to you in love and light, that I might deliver guidance, beneficial at this moment in time, to help you with those challenges that you face. Open then your mind to me. Open then your heart. Feel my presence as it draws close and near and embraces you. And know the light of my love. For those who at this moment in time still face the challenge of endeavouring to homeschool their children, I bring help. For my power can be invoked in order to strengthen and stimulate the thirst for knowledge in the mind, heart, and spirit, in order to help those struggling with it find the enthusiasm, the passion, the drive, and the desire to welcome the accumulation of knowledge and to develop the stamina and power to open the mind to greater appreciation and understanding of that they endeavour to learn and digest. My presence can be invoked into the room, the virtual classroom. My presence can be called upon for those both near and afar. And when things begin to return to normal, I can be called upon also to convey a blessing upon those who would return to education, that they might be filled with the power and strength necessary to reapply themselves after such a long time to a more normal school environment and catch up lost hours so that they might not suffer as a result of that they have endured. I can be called upon to help keep them safe and steer them towards truth and greater understanding. As for those others, now long since past the age of conventional education, I come to awaken within you the certain knowledge and truth that the mind and heart still requires stimulation on this level in order for it to find the energy and power that it needs to grow, to evolve, to ascend. If the mind and heart is to change in accordance with the will of the soul, in accordance with the condition of the spirit, then it must be provided with fuel and food that it can use to expand, to soar, to change. And so I would encourage you to stimulate the mind with spiritual philosophies, mythologies, understandings that border on the lands between quantum physics and occult learning. I would encourage you to fill the heart with beauty, with nature, with wonder, with music, with art. I would encourage you to fill the spirit with kindness, with gentleness, with true spiritual acts of compassion and mercy and unconditional love. I would encourage you also to acknowledge that there is a library that all potentially have access to, which is of specific importance in regards to personal spiritual evolution, that being the Akasic Library, the library that contains within it information concerning your past lives, the lessons that you have learned, the mistakes that you have made, the karma that you have accrued, and the positive experiences that you might reclaim now, not only as knowledge but also as talent and power. As the Archangel of Libraries, I am one of many archangels who is patron of the Akasic Records and who can be called upon to help you in your endeavour to access this powerful storehouse of information for your personal benefit and, potentially, for the benefit of others too, either through your own records or, in time, by accessing others' records also. As the Angel of Obedience, I represent the age-old battle between the higher self and the lower self, the incarnate rebellious will of the ego, and the eternal battle that it enters into with the soul. There are many reasons why the egoic self of human beings resists the will of the soul, sometimes out of misguided protection and self-defense. Aspects of the shadow self, the inner saboteur, the inner critic, being deployed in order to steer the spirit away from venturing into those areas that the lower self believes the spirit might fail at, preferring avoidance rather than failed attempt, even though failed attempt can be just as valid as success. Sometimes, however, the little will rebels simply out of a petulant, resistant nature to sacrificing its own way in conjunction to a higher power or purpose that might seem at first hand difficult and unpleasant. The little will resisting anything that is not immediately fulfilling or joyous, gratifying or overtly and obviously sensual, Obedience then requires sacrifice and surrender. It requires trust and faith in one's divine self, in one's divine purpose, in the divine plan, and in the divine source of all life and love. But when one begins to surrender to the higher power, one recognizes quickly that the benefits far outweigh the restrictions, the hard work required, the sacrifices that need to be made. And quickly, such realizations encourage one to surrender more. Surrender and sacrifice is not failure. It is not giving in. It is giving way to a greater aspect of one's own being. It is maturity. It is ascension and evolution. It is recognition of illusion and maya, falsity and untruth. It is perceiving the greater picture, the greater truth concerning oneself. It is a powerful moment of deep spiritual awakenment. Part of my purpose is the possession of the scrolls of one's soul purpose and the facilitation of the downloading of this truth and information. Although often, when human beings receive this knowledge, there is jubilation and delight, there can also be some regret and sadness at abandoning those things that they had always hoped for themselves, which they see now are not meant to be. This is like the shedding of a skin. It is natural, and not to be looked upon as failure. It is to be journeyed through as part of the initiation. If you are then ready to embrace your destiny, call upon my power as bearer of the scrolls of your true path and purpose, and I will deliver them to you in accordance with the will of your soul and the divine, and in conjunction with your guardian angel, help you to receive them and understand them and relinquish to their power and their guidance. For many now, it is time to awaken. The past year has revealed that there is no time like the present to embrace one's destiny. Be bold. Be strong. Trust in your power. Trust in the divine. And open your mind and heart to the possibility of your greater self. It is time to become in truth who and what you are. In love, then, I leave you with my love. Take these words and use them wisely and well. They are given in truth and peace, in love and in joy.